The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. On one occasion, meeting with my spiritual director, I brought up a topic that I've brought up numerous times over the years, and probably every single one of us have felt this at different times. I said, "Father, I feel like there's such a dichotomy between my prayer life and my active life. As if I go and I pray, and then I live out the rest of my day, and the two don't touch one another." And so he gave me some practical tips. He said, "Always begin your day in prayer, and hopefully the prayer will overflow into the rest of your day." He said, "Try to, every new task you encounter throughout the day, just say a quick prayer in that moment." He also said, "Sometimes it just takes a change of vision." He said, "Every single thing that touches a person's vocation is God's work in their life. That is what he has called someone to. And so he's always present in everything that relates to our vocation." So he says, as a priest, that's every meeting that you have for the parish, every home you visit for a sick-bound parishioner. When you go and visit the classroom of the school, that is God's work in your life. He says, "But let me ask you, what is your primary work? How, above all else, do you accomplish God's work in your life?" And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I have no idea. What's he talking about? He says, "Jeremy, it is this: to believe in the one he sent." They ask our Lord, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" He responds, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." If we want to accomplish God's works in our life, that is what is most fundamental. And everything that he allows in our lives is to lead us to a deeper belief in him, so that we conform our wills to his, so that we invite him into everything we do. St. Augustine, commenting on today's passage, he said this: "How many there are who seek Jesus only to gain some temporary benefit. Jesus is scarcely ever sought for Jesus' sake." Sometimes you'll ask people, "Gosh, why do you go to church every day?" They'll say, "Oh, gosh, Father, it makes me feel good." You say, "Well, gosh, why? I see you in the Adoration Chapel so often. Why do you go there?" "Hopefully so our Lord will answer my prayers." Those are good reasons. There's nothing wrong with them. But they're not the greatest reason. Why, above all else, do we come here? Why do we make time throughout our day for prayer? To seek our Lord alone for his own sake. And so oftentimes, to increase our thirst for him, what does he allow sometimes in Mass or in prayer? distractions, dryness, feeling like we're wasting time. So that in those moments we say, Lord, I am here for you, not for me. I don't come for anything that I'm here to get out of it. I want to come for your own sake because I love you. And I close with this. The fathers of the church, they said, when our Lord asks the people, when he says to them, do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, they said, what is that food above all else? They say it's Holy Communion. And they say it's receiving our Lord there, that it most sets us free from all earthly attachments. And I close with this quote. I'm reading a new book on St. Damian of Molokai and came upon these words of his. The Blessed Sacrament is indeed the stimulus for us all, for me as it should be for you, to forsake all worldly ambition. Were it not for the constant presence of our Divine Savior in the humble chapel, I would not have found it possible to persevere in sharing the lot of the afflicted of Molokai. The Eucharist is the bread that gives strength. It is at once the most eloquent proof of his love and the most powerful means of fostering his love in us.